Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
After some community frustrations, there are now two-hour parking spots available for 11 months out of the year at Kenai North Beach. The two-hour parking signs will be located at the end of Spruce, past the church but near the main entrance to the beach. And once you hit Kenai Avenue, go down the mouth of the river and there are now two-hour parking spots. During the 1 month of the year that dip netting season is in session, the parking spots will only be reserved for dip netters, and different sign covers or different signs will display that information. But besides that, it's free two-hour parking for everyone else. This issue came about when Ms. Geller from the Senior Center expressed frustration when she felt as if she couldn't park down there to enjoy the beach. The issue is that cars are not allowed to park near the beach, since there are signs that say no parking, mainly because it's only permitted for dip netters during dip net season. This is when Kenai City Council member Alex Doffitt worked with city members to see what kind of changes could be made.
And what this now allows is we came to the agreement of like a two-hour parking sign that allows people to go down there, use that access road to the mouth of the river, you know, if they want to go surf casting or just beach combing or whatever during non-dip net season, and they can actually park in certain spots down there.
One of the concerns was that city members didn't want people to begin camping down by the beach. So the idea of a two-hour parking limit sign was the perfect solution. Doffitt says that it gives people some enforcement so they don't stay there for days on end.
So now they'll be able to actually park the vehicle and not have to walk all the way from the main access point right at the base of the hill all the way to the mouth. They can actually park down there, unload, and stay for a couple hours, and then be able to load back up and take off and not feel like they're going to get a ticket.
Now, thanks to some community action, everyone can drive down to Kenai Beach and enjoy the river. Alaska Airlines has announced that the 737s will be returning to service. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska Airlines announced on Wednesday that in compliance with Federal Aviation Administration inspection and maintenance processes for its grounded 737-9 MAX fleet, the company will begin returning grounded planes to service on January 26th. In a press release, the recently embattled aviation company said the FAA approval was handed down on January 24th and stated they were ready to perform these detailed inspections of their planes. The release says the 737s will only return to service once the rigorous inspections are completed and each aircraft is deemed airworthy according to the FAA requirements. Alaska Airlines currently has 65 737-9 MAX planes in their fleet. The inspections are expected to take up to 12 hours for each plane. Following these inspections by Alaska Airlines maintenance technicians, the company expects to bring its first few planes back into scheduled commercial service on Friday. At the request of the FAA, Alaska maintenance technicians completed preliminary inspections on 20 of the grounded aircraft 2 weeks ago. The data collected was provided to the FAA for further analysis. With the CEO of Boeing addressing lawmakers on Capitol Hill Wednesday, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan pushed officials to complete inspections to return the aircraft to service.
Americans take for granted that our aviation travel is the safest form of travel anywhere in America, anywhere in the world. We have to keep it that way.
Senator Sullivan said on Capitol Hill Wednesday.
That's 20% of the fleet of Alaska Airlines. That's pretty much how all of my constituents travel, not just within Alaska, but all over the country, and they're being hugely negatively impacted.
In Wednesday's press release, Alaska Airlines stated, "We are now ready to implement these final orders." For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.